Chase Rice, welcome back to Dublin.
Thank you, man. It's good to be back.
I know you performed in London on Friday, in Glasgow yesterday, Dublin today. Tell me about your experience of the festival.
It's been different than anything I've ever done. This is actually my second time ever to Dublin, but I played the UK twice with acoustic guitars, but they're very attentive. Everybody listens much harder than they do in America. So that's a challenge for us to be able to, you know, take it from our rock show that we do with a full band back to maybe something that they'll listen a little harder to. Like in London, I played Jack Daniels and Jesus with just me and a guitar to 16,000 people, however many it was. For them to take what I've already known about them is that everybody here is very attentive and they love hearing lyrics. Taking that into arena has been a challenge, but it's been so fun, man.
Yeah, I mean, the last time you were here in Dublin, obviously, 2017, you performed in Whelan's. Yeah. So that is just crazy, isn't it, to go from that tiny club to tonight, the Three Arena with thousands of people?
Yeah. From Whelan's to here, and then, you know, next time we'll probably come back to the Academy with the full band. Cool. It'll be the first full band headlining show. Two or three times from that, maybe we'll play here and headline. That's the goal. We want to keep coming back. We love it over here. The band, this is the first time over here, but they've had a blast. We want to bring our music worldwide, and that's why we named the deluxe version of Lambs and Lions a worldwide deluxe.
Yeah.
It's got a song particular to those in the UK, very similar to how I played it in London, and it's 25 Wexford Street. It's about here, literally this town, a bar in this town, Whelan's. That's the Whelan's address. So we love it over here, and we're going to keep coming back.
And I heard in the previous conversation you were having there with John that you had the idea to first come to Ireland and play in Whelan's from watching the movie P.S. I Love You.
P.S. I Love You. Wow. Yeah, it's in the movie. I was like, man, I don't know anything about Ireland, but I really, really want to go. I just had HBO on in my house, and that movie was on, and Gerard Butler, I think he's a great actor, so I started watching the movie. And this place shows up, and it's a guy with an acoustic guitar, and he gets up and plays. I'm like, I want to go do that in Dublin.
Yeah,
so cool. We did it. It's pretty crazy that we got it done and we wrote a song about it. So the bigger we can make that song over here, the better. It's for y'all.
Yeah, and what's really exciting, particularly for our listeners, obviously, I'm from Belfast, about 2 hours up the road, and I've heard you say many times that's a bucket list place that you want to play in.
Yeah, we're technically just in Belfast. We rode through on the ferry.
Yeah.
And Belfast and Galway. Those are the two big cities that I really, really want to go to. I've only been to Dublin over here. So I'll be back. I mean, I don't know if it'll be for fun or for music. Either way, in the fall, I think we're going to come back with the full band and do focused on Ireland shows. I mean, I'm not BSing. We love it over here and we want to keep coming.
That's cool. So you were born in Florida, yeah?
Yeah.
And you were raised on a farm in Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, when I was 11, I moved from Florida to North Carolina. And even from there to North Carolina to even over here, it's like you see the farms around here. It's the same place. That's why music is so universal, because if I sing about it, somebody's going to be able to relate to it over here. The world is a small place, man, and there's a lot of similarities over here to that are in America, and you can see it just driving around right on the outskirts right here in Dublin.
Where you were raised, it's not far from where Eric Church is from, and you went to the same high school as Luke Combs.
Right, North Carolina's showing up big right now for country music. Luke and I were from the same town, went to the same high school, and Eric Church is 45 minutes from my house. Our teams played each other in high school, so there's a lot of similarities right now with North Carolina and how we're doing some big things in country music. It's cool.
And you moved to Nashville about 9 years ago.
Yeah, 9 years ago now.
I mean, it's quite unheard of how fast you found success, obviously co-writing Cruise for Florida Georgia Line. And then quite quickly again, you established yourself as an artist with the album Ignite the Night, and particularly the singles Ready, Set, Roll and Gonna Wanna Tonight. Though the success was kind of short-lived, and I know you parted ways with your label Columbia. Tell me a bit about the reality of that.
I mean, I think the reality of it is we withstood the 2 years of tough, you know, leaving Columbia and moving over to Broken Bow and BMG. In 20 years, people aren't going to remember, oh, my God, do you remember when he had Gonna Wanna Tonight and Ready, Set, Roll and then wasn't around for 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to think of that. They're just going to think of what we've done since. So that's what our focus has been on. And since then, it's been a song called Three Chords and the Truth and a song called Eyes on You, which is like, man, let's just keep doing what we're doing. And I think this is the very beginning of my career.
With the new record, Lambs and Lions, this is the album and the kind of music that you've always wanted to make.
Yeah, absolutely. And even the old stuff. I mean, Gonna Want It Tonight, Ready, Set, Roll, song on that record called Jack Daniels and Jesus, Carolina Can. I wanted to make it. They just weren't supporting it. It doesn't matter how good your music is or how bad it is. Most of it is on the support of your music and the team that you put around you. So right now we have great music. I think the best music I've ever been writing, mm-hmm. and a great team around me. So that's a recipe for success, and we're just going to keep riding that wave and, mm-hmm. and keep doing not only what I want to do, but what the team around me supports as well.
And for the new album, you've assembled an A-class of producers in particular. You know, Jakir King?
Jakir King, yeah. Kings of Leon would be his...
But he also has worked with a group down here, Picture This, massive Irish band. At the end of the month, they're playing five nights in here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, God, I need to open for those guys.
And Mac McAnally and Ross Copperman.
Mac McAnally, Ross Copperman, Chris DeStefano.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a bunch of different guys on there. And I don't know what the next record's going to look like. It could look similar. It could look completely different. I'm not sure. But, yeah, we just wanted to whatever made the song the best it could possibly be. And those were the group of guys we put together that we felt like could make our songs the best that, mm-hmm. that they could be.
The current single, of course, Eyes on You, you know, written by Chris DeStefano and Ashley Gourley. It's... beautiful track, you know, it fits so well on radio, even over here, and I know it's blowing up on US country radio at the minute. You must be just so delighted with that.
I've written a lot of songs with Chris and Ashley, and that was the only one we've written together that was like Ashley and I's first hit together as songwriters. So we were working hard that day to write something that we knew would be a hit, and it worked. I mean, and it's the same song that was turned down by other people. They said it wasn't right, and to see the success that's happening now is... not even a, you know, screw you to them. I could care less about that. For me, it's more of a, I'm glad we were right. I'm glad we stuck to our guns. I'm glad this was the song that we wanted to do. We stuck with it no matter what the consequences were. And now here we are finding the, reaping the rewards for that.
It's cool because, like, if I am being honest with you, when I previously would have thought of Chase Rice, I associate that kind of, like, Gonna Wanna Tonight, almost bro country sound. So whenever I first listened to Eyes on You, I was like, whoa, hold on here.
Yeah.
Whoa, it was like a good new artist all over again. I love that. That's why I'm so excited to see what you're going to do tonight.
It's going to be a party atmosphere tonight. I mean, it's our last show, but, and I don't really have a spot in there where we felt like we needed to put an acoustic spot in there.
Okay.
Because we've done that before here. You're going to see what we've done for years in America tonight. But what you're not going to see is what we're about to do. I'm not even fully sure what that's about to look like. Mm-hmm. Songs like Lonely If You Are, songs like Breathing Room, songs like... man, there's a bunch of big ones on the next record that I'm really excited to get to. So those are the ones leading the way for the next album and the next single. So I'm excited to get to those, and that'll be the next time we come.
And finally, on Friday, I spoke to Caroline Jones, and she is next month heading out on the road with Kenny Chesney. I know you toured with him in 2015. Tell me about life on the road with Kenny Chesney, because it just seems like a machine.
Yeah, man, good for her. That's big time for her, because Kenny's the best that I've ever been around that's ever done it. You can't deny that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the touring, the success that that guy's had is way bigger than country music. Mm-hmm. The guy plays stadiums, so, and he's done it for 20 years. He's one of the greatest artists, not just country artists, but artists that I think has ever walked the face of this planet. And to have him in my genre and now to have him as a friend is huge. He's a great guy, great artist.
Jess, continued success. Thanks for giving me some time, and we look forward to welcoming you to Belfast.
I look forward to coming back here in the fall, and I look forward to seeing what happens here in about 20 minutes.